a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality, something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You are welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to check something in the Bible. If we can confirm it from the scripture, then we can now believe that it is true. From my studies of the scripture, I found out that contention is part of existence. Contention is part of existence. You might have asked the same question that I asked several years ago, or even not too long. At one point in your life, you would have asked that question. You would have asked, this warfare, this battle, you know the end? How many of you have asked that? All the time they're teaching you. Why are you raising your hand, Choma? Are you not the one that wrote a book? What's the name of that? Hey, this means war. She wrote for us, this means war. And she's surprised that war is here. I think we should blame you and God. Because you have gone and wrote for us, this means war. You need to read your book. Are you getting the point? You know why? The universe is woven into contention. Part of the reason for contention is to maintain balance, equity, and justice, so that everybody that is able to obtain anything within this universe, the full measure of God's righteous nature will be met. Very important. So that we will not come and say, even if God gave you favor. Are you getting what I'm saying, doctor? Doctor, even if God showed you favor, that your favor is a product of what somebody contended for somewhere. And sometimes that your favor can even bring contentions for you. If you're with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
And because of it, I have to search the scripture, because when it seems as if the Bible is summarizing on a matter in the scripture, we will suddenly find out that the whole thing is gearing towards a warfare. My own is to do and go. The same thing with you, is it not true? Do and go. Marry good wife. Are you getting the point? Get a good car. Build a good house. And then make impact and go. Somebody say, make impact.
Make impact.
And go. What's all this? Is this what my father gave birth to me to do? Unfortunately, whether you do anything or not, in fact, if you don't do anything about it, you become victim. There are only two sets of people that is operating under the face of this earth. Those that are victims and those that are what? Victors. And I need to put it to you that, hello, even if your name is Victor, you can be a victim. So just because your name is Victor doesn't mean anything. In fact, Satan self, especially if you are a pastor, even if you are an evangelist, it doesn't mean anything. Are you with me?
Yes,
sir. Satan will make sure, if you are not careful to fight, to contend, Satan will make sure that even that your name becomes a mockery. So that anytime somebody calls you Victor, is a mockery. So Victor, that should have been something good, if they want, when they call you that name, it seems as if they are mocking you by calling you innocent, by calling you Victor. They look at you and say, Sister Favor, there is no favor around your life. Fight!
Just because you are bearing favor doesn't mean anything. Sister, mercy. No mercy. Nobody shows you mercy. If you do wrong, you suffer for it 100%. They add 10% on top of the 100. If you think I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you. If you heard me so far, say amen.
Amen.
That's how it works. After all the things that happened in the last days, according to the scripture in the book of Revelation, war. Before something happened, I think book of Revelation chapter 12, war broke out in heaven. Any small thing, war. Any small thing, war. Are you getting what I'm saying? And I used to think that, why is God not bothered? You notice that God is never bothered by any wars. I don't have time to explain the whole details to you. In fact, God likes contention because it allows him to know a lot of things. God might not truly, he knows by himself the capacity of the Christ installation that a believer has inside of him, but that thing cannot be truly proved until you are brought into an environment of contention. Are you getting the point? That environment of contention is suited enough to prove that what God put inside of you is able to overcome. So the Bible said, this is the victory that overcomes all things, even our what?
Faith.
That faith is beyond just a confession. It's actually that particular faith is life. So that this faith now is the faith that is the life of the believer, is the living faith. Is the living faith, and nothing can stand before it. Why? God installed something in our heart on the basis of that faith. And he knows that that thing can defeat anything that comes before it. Unfortunately, it has to be proved. And that is why he allows things to come around our life. And by that faith, we are able to defeat every. Of course, Satan too doesn't believe that that faith can defeat everything. Hello? And because he doesn't believe, on that basis, he's also fighting. And many people has become victims of his warfare, and he has defeated many. Of course, God is right too, because many people has proved in several generations that what God installed in our heart is also victorious in any circumstance. So I found out that it is about war, it's about contention, it's about battle. Psalms chapter 110, the scripture said, the Lord said to my Lord, what? Sit thou at my right hand side until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Now, you need to understand what is happening here. Hello? Hello? This is strike for me. This is a scenario that is post-resurrection. According to the book of Colossians, the scripture made us to understand, trying to give us an insight into the warfare that took place in the underworld. He said that that warfare that took place in the underworld can be likened to the warfare between David and Goliath. Hello? Now, in a few sense, number one sense is that Satan is representing an order. And Christ is representing an order. Just like David was representing the whole children of Israel and Goliath. I wonder why Saul allowed David to represent. Because you know the agreement. The agreement is, if I win this person, all of you will serve me. If you win, all of us will serve you. Anyway, I understand why Saul can do it. You know why? The reason is that whether they bring out somebody or not, they are heading to the same destination. Are you getting the point now? So David went. When you look at the two of them by comparison, a giant of a man, the man took the sling, struck him down, he fell down. And that's not my story. My story is this. Before all the armies of the Philistines and all the hosts of God, because when David was appearing, his utterance that he used to bring down Goliath was a revelation of what was actually taking place in that season. He said, it is not me that you said this thing against. He invoked God. He said, it is the Lord God of hosts, the angel armies. He is the one that you defied, you uncircumcised Philistine. Are you getting the point? It was there that we suddenly found out that the whole heaven was involved in that warfare. That they just sent a candidate. Will you be that candidate? That's how heaven does it. Anytime you see yourself in a situation, a contention, and God needs to have a victory, you need to understand that the victory is not your own, it's heaven's victory. When a man gives up on himself, you are not the one that lost, it's heaven that lost. To give up on yourself is to give up on heaven. You don't know. Are you with me? So David standing there, his utterance revealed to us that it was beyond him. In fact, it is beyond the whole nation of Israel. Because it seems as if he wants to save them. Am I correct? No. The whole heaven is banking on the fact that he will win the war and break through into the next season. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because, okay, let me pause on David. So that gave us an insight on what is happening in the book of Colossians. He said, the scripture said that having spoiled principalities and powers, am I correct? He made a public show of them. That's what David did. You know what David did? He didn't just bring down Goliath. Go and read the place. He stripped him of his weapon. Stripped him. In fact, the Bible made us to understand that those weapons and the things that Goliath had, it was kept in the temple for long. Is it not true? It was kept there. The same thing is what, that is a picture of the battle that took place on the wall. So, Jesus defeated Satan, stripped him of all his power. That's why when he woke up, he rose from the dead. He said, all hail. And Kamaha Pierso Sakante. He said, all hail, all powers, where? And? And even under the, has been given to me. He now said, go in my name. This now shows you what the name of Jesus actually means. It's not a nomenclature. The name of Jesus is the environment, the system that houses all the authority that is in heaven on earth. In fact, the same book of Colossians said that even all principalities and powers are just, you don't know what the name of Jesus means. You don't know the level of authority the name of Jesus has. It's not that Satan has authority like this, then Jesus has the rest. No. Are you getting the point? It is that Jesus has all authority. There is no power, including the power that Satan is operating from. And that authority, all of them, is now given. Now, let me tell you what it means to have authority. Authority means that directly you oversee anything. Like you can force anyone and divert it. Like, let me tell you what it means. It means that you can actually even get your enemy to work for you. Are you getting it? That is the only basis on which you can say that all things works together. All things works together if you can get your enemy to work for you. That means God can actually get Satan to work for you. When he thinks he's bringing you down, he's making you strong enough to fight him and win. Hello? So all those things are under him. Yeah, not willingly. And it is because it's not willingly, that's why we are in contention. But we know how it will end. So, having stripped him of that power, he took all of them, came out. And when he came out, he said, I have in my hand the keys of hell and death. I have it in my hand. Are you now following me now? That's not even my point. Do you know my point? My point is, if you read the book of Psalms chapter 110, in fact, that book of Psalms chapter 110 is the basis for the interpretation that Peter brought in the book of Acts chapter 2. Am I correct? In fact, he quoted it. Meaning that he's trying to say that what is happening in Acts chapter 2 is what is happening here. So this thing that David is seeing is a panoramic vision. He was brought into something that is happening in heaven. That thing is beyond his pay grade. It's just that heaven needs somebody that can see it, a witness, so that a record can be kept. Are you getting what I'm saying? So he said, the Lord said to my Lord. So he's to show you that he's not part of that arrangement, because he is king. And he's, you know who he is now, king, everything. But in this setting, he's servant to everybody. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, even the king who is the Lord of all Israel in this place is nothing. Are you getting what I'm saying now? They didn't even bother to listen to him. They were just doing what they were doing. Have you? Some of you have not had that. You can have a kind of, you come in a place, they are doing what they are doing. They are not even looking at you. It means that what is happening there is independent of your contribution. Whether you did anything or not, it's happening. Are you following me now? Are you with him? Pay attention. Now, he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. This is the scripture that Peter lifted in an attempt to explain what is happening at the day of Pentecost, which is a proof that Jesus has risen from the dead. Am I correct? You are not following me yet. Remember, there was a warfare that took place under, and Jesus defeated everything and told you, all hail, all power is in my hand. Hello? Is it not what he said? What is he still saying? Because Peter said that the Holy Spirit that was poured out is properly interpreted here. Are you getting the point? And he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my until I make that. Which warfare again are we fighting? I thought, are you getting it? He went there, spoiled up principalities, came out with ultimate and everything, then sat and poured the Holy Ghost and said, stretch forth the rod of thy strength and rule thou. That's when I found out. Huh? That he got all authority so that we can rule. The word rule means that there are some things that will not bow easily. You have to compel them to bow. Hello? Are you with me? It is because of this that I devoted myself to search out, since I found out that my makeup, that God has weaved me to be a warrior. He has weaved me and brought me into the camp of strong men of God, strong men of God, not men of, by men of God, I don't mean preachers, strong men of God, captains in the Lord's army, men in pursuit of rank and stature, in pursuit of constant increase in ability so that they can bring influence and push the frontiers of the kingdom of God. And I don't mean physical influence. Are you getting what I'm saying? If I find myself in such company, what utterance should be on my lips? And what should my hands handle? What should be my pursuit? What kind of water should I pour for them? And they will drink it and their thirst will be quenched. Have you taken food to warriors in the camp? Have you been sent by God to go in front line, in the front of a battle, and take food? Huh? The one Joseph went, he didn't understand. David took food once to his brothers in war. That's when he found out that the situation is worse than he expected. What kind of food can you give people that their camp has been locked without a voice for many months, and there is nobody that can represent the kingdom of God? What kind of food will you give them? What kind of words will you speak to them? Will you tell them everything is well when there is danger? Danger. When Satan is... Are you getting what I'm saying? What kind of thing will you tell them? That's what I set my heart to do. And I searched the scriptures. I found out that there are four fundamental battles in the warfare of the ages. Four fundamental battles in the warfare of the ages. Four. Number one, the battle of the houses. I'm not here to explain it. I will just mention it and then I will go. 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. I think you know it. Now there was long war between what?
The house of Saul and the house of David.
Can we read it again? 1, 2, ready, go. Just that first phrase. 1, 2, ready, go.
Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David.
Again. Again, this thing you are seeing, you think that this, where is David's house? Where is the location? Where is David's house, Yerombo? Did you know the everlasting desire that was in the house of David? You probably would have known if you have read the scripture a few times. Psalm chapter 132. David said, I will not give sleep to my eyelids, nor slumber to my eyes, until I have found a resting place. That's when we found out that God is in need of a house. That God is seeking houses. Throughout the scripture, he is seeking for a house. He said, my house shall be called the house. I said, God, can't you build for yourself? Are you getting what I'm saying? Who created this world? God. Why is he looking for a house? He said, who will build me a house? I don't understand. You just need to speak and then house will appear. You don't know what we are talking about. We are not talking about... Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
We are not talking about houses made with hands. But the consistent context of the battle of houses persists. But by the time we get to the book of 1 Peter, the scripture said that we are lively stones. The reason why I told you that these are the battle of the ages, I want to prove to you that before now, and even after this age, this labor continues. Are you getting what I'm saying now? God is in need of a house. Is that battle? And according to the scripture, he said that it was a long battle. It was a long war. That's one way to see it. Another meaning of this long battle, the battle of the houses, is this. God is seeking a place of habitation. Do you know the utterance that Solomon gave when the house of the Lord was finished? He said, you have desired to dwell in thick darkness, but I have built a house for you. Arise into your what? That word resting place is the key word. When God finished creating man on the seventh day, he rested. In my own opinion, that's my opinion now, God actually thought he rested only for Satan to scatter what he did. And then he was brought out of his rest one more time. He needs to walk again. So when Jesus appeared upon the face of the earth, he said, my father walketh until... We thought the father has rested. My father walketh until now. And I what? But if you will battle, God will enter his rest. That's what I'm trying to tell you. As long as in the context of your destiny, there is remaining unsettled matters in your life, God is still working. Do you want God to rest? Do you want him to rest? It is in the rest that you entered in your destiny that God himself rests. He can't rest. So if there are works to be done, then God has not rested. Because in that thing that is you are doing, you are not the one. The scripture said that God is the one at work in you, both to will and to what? Do. If you ask God what he wants, he will labor for 6 days. And on the seventh, he will what? Rest. But when Jesus came, he revealed to us that rest we thought that God rested was only in creative context. That as soon as man fell, he began to walk again. There are redemptive works that need to be executed. Are you getting the point? It is on the basis of redemptive works that he needs to send the son. And the son appeared and said, my father is working, you know. And because my father is working, I am still what?
Working.
If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So he's looking for houses to inhabit. He's looking. That's a battle. When God says, talks about holiness, it is not just to be holy. He is looking for where he will. That, you need the word I said, resting place. Resting place. Not just any place. Not just to put your head where. Resting place. He said, everywhere you enter, you rested. God needs a resting place. And Satan, his desire, the reason why he is corrupting men in all ages is to make sure that God doesn't find rest. Is it true? Is it true? That's why you are here. It's a battle. I don't want to go too deep in this. The second battle is the battle of thrones. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. I think you know this. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star. Somebody say, we have seen his star.
We have seen his star.
I don't understand. See, brothers and sisters, this matter we are speaking about, obviously, from the testimony of the scripture here, it has little or nothing to do with the things that is physical. Hello? Especially in the age that we have found ourselves, the people that rule, the people with crown and thrones, some of them are in the bush. You don't see them often. They know where their power lies. Are you getting the point? The people you see often consult them so that they can keep their influence steady. The throne is in the woods. Are you getting what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with even your physical status. According to this scripture, even age is not so much of a consideration. Say, where is he that is born? That is born king. They have begun to search for you. You don't know. There are sisters, Satan has haunted them since when they are small. They cannot remember one full year that went without an event. It is not you Satan is looking for. They heard that there is she that is born a king. When I mean this king, I don't mean this thing that Gen Z nonsense children are doing. Kinging. I'm a queen king. Come out of the way. If you are here, stop that nonsense. We are doing serious business. You can't be my disciple and be doing that nonsense. Focus. There are people that will do it, and that's why we are here. If there are people not misbehaving, probably we will not need to call somebody like me. Hello? Hello? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spiritual identification and the ordinations that God has placed upon your life. When a woman is the one deciding the outcome of her family, what is she doing? That's what we are talking about. If you remove her from the path, even the husband has not managed to pray for 10 minutes in the last 10 years. 10 minutes straight in prayer in the last 10 years. And some of those husbands, they are not, some of them have found out that they will tell you, you are the one. They are not, they won't disturb you, they won't stop you or anything. Hello? You have accepted it as your cross to carry. If you fail, your family might fail, your brothers might fail, things might go wrong. Take responsibility. What do you do? Take responsibility. That's what we are talking about. How can a man stand and because of him, God will begin to change the order of things in his family? You think it's normal? The regulation that affects people at that plane can can only come from a throne. That means there is a place you sat and is administrating the affairs of destinies in your family. Who are you? Meanwhile, as soon as throne appears, anytime it appeared, whether at birth, whether at serving God, as soon as throne appears and it is identified in the spirit that Edith is the one heading to that throne so that she can overturn it, that's the, you don't know what we are looking for, what they are contending for. Nobody sits on that throne. The day you sit there, you can sit there and rewrite all the ordinances of darkness. Whether it's over your father or your brother, you can rewrite it. Can you get to that throne? The scripture said, where is he? Where is she? Are you the one? Where is the she? We have not found her. She is not in her duty post. Where is she born? Where is he born? Are you the one? We have not seen you. That's this question here. And sometimes what Satan does is to hide you out of sight, take you out of alignment, take you out of the place of making, take you very far. No matter what you are able to achieve, as long as that throne is vacant, no problem. For we have seen his star in the east, and I come to worship him. Next verse. When Herod the king had heard this. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is somebody sitting on the throne that you are meant to sit illegitimately. Are you getting it? There is no void. There is no vacuum. At every point in time, someone is in charge. If it's the person is not of light, then it's of darkness. If you don't wake up, there is a strong man that you... Hey, listen to me, brothers and sisters. Satan rules by strong men that he gave thrones. He wrestled it out of somebody that is in light, that God ordained to sit there, wrestled it out. Put the person in oblivion. The person became bread. They ate him. Since that time, that throne has been vacant. We cannot determine what can come out of your immediate extended family. The way your family is operating now, whoever works hard succeeds. No, you cannot say what can happen. You can't do that in my family. You can't try it. You can't even enter. You don't know the location. You know why? It's because there is something that you are sitting somewhere. I'm not saying it might not be automatic. Are you getting the point? But you are standing at the accurate vantage point to cause the right kind of change and establish the right kind of administration. You need to see too. That's why we contend for ranks. That's why we contend for stature. That's why we trust God to increase in the spirit so that we become a different order of men that can be identified. So the throne will not vomit you when you sit. When Herod the king heard these things, he was what? Troubled. When Satan heard you have gone to Nineveh, I put it to you, I am 100% sure that Satan is troubled. He's troubled that you are here. Satan is troubled, in case you are following me online. Satan is troubled that you have... I know some of you following me online, you did not manage to fast the 50 days or whatever. But, well, God is still merciful. We are learning. Maybe the next one. Are you getting what I'm saying? But even at that, Satan is troubled that somebody following me online managed to fast for 7 days straight ever in her life. Ever in her life. On the 8th day, he made it to become sick, cause all kinds of troubles. Because the trouble he's causing you is because he's troubled. That this way you are going, Dennis, if we allow you, you will break the chains of the altar that has lasted for long. There is a man sitting there. When will you dethrone the man and sit? Have you not seen that your father has tried his best? When I spoke with him in my parlor, I said, the sons of this man need to arise. He has tried his best. He is hoping that you people... So, he is looking at you people. Part of the reason he came to see me is to know whether his children are in good hands. If you refuse to break out and conquer and rule, as long as I will not allow you, I will... Part of the reason God situated you in certain kind of places is for you to touch, get angry, break out. There is a throne waiting. You can literally change the order. Like a lighthouse in the mountain, you will stand like a pillar in your village. You will rise like the cedars of Lebanon, like the oaks of Bashan. That's how you rise. You rise very strong. The winds will blow, it won't touch you. The surrounding thing that happened in the environment, that's not your business. You are operating by a different civilization. You did not come by chance. A throne was set for you, and you sat there and you began to legislate and change the order of things. If you live long enough, your whole village will turn to God. More, that's my body. If I live long enough, let light saturate my village, saturate this town, this state, Nigeria, Africa, in the world. How deep, how much do I need to burn? How are you getting it? Will you grant me strength in my days of labors? Will you grant me authority in the days of my contentions, so that we bring back victory to you? Help me, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I announce to you, are you hearing me? I announce to you, there are many thrones set for you people, many people here. I can tell you, I've seen it in the spirit. God has prepared a table for you, but there is a problem with that table. Do you know the problem with that table? It's in the presence of your enemies. If you are not ready to battle, you will chicken out. Give me grace! Make my hands strong. Make my hands strong. Make me a beam of strength in the spirit. Some of you need to pray and ask God to change the angelic detail around your life. Gabriel, fought. He has to go and invoke Michael. In Jesus mighty. When Herod had heard these things, Satan have heard that you are making progress ascending. They have sent him notice that you are crying and say, Lord, give me Mina, give me Mina. They have told Satan, he's aware, give me Kaduna. He has heard it. That's the thing. So he's troubled. He is troubled that anytime he comes, you are praying. Anytime he comes, you are in the secret place, you are fasting. He has come for 30 days. You did not know. When Jesus was fasting, the Bible said it's within the fast. So he's coming every day to find you. But since you have now appeared at Nehu, there are some things that are no more happening. They look for you in all kinds of things, and they are troubled. There are trouble that certain things that used to bring you down cannot bring you down anymore. They are troubled about the path that you are treading. Are you getting what I'm saying? This path you chose now, Satan is afraid. Can you continue in it? Let's read one more verse. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be what? Born. That's what they are searching now. So the second battle is the battle of what? Thrones. Who will be in charge? Who will be what? Who will be what? Who will be what?
Just.
Number three is the battle of wisdom. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's see verse 8. The battle of wisdom, the battle of strategies. I hope you know that the advantage that Lucifer, the being Lucifer, who is now called Satan, has, is not even brute force. Many times, when the host of darkness that resist the labors of God by brute force are reckoned with, it is only few times that the man Lucifer is personally mentioned. You getting the point? More specifically, in the book of Jude, the case of the body of Moses was mentioned. And we don't know, the Bible was not open to tell us the reason why Satan was contending for the body of Moses. But we can conjecture a few. Are you getting what I'm saying? One of the few that is obvious is that even God did not allow any human being to know where he buried Moses. Because had it been Satan was able to locate Moses, Moses would have been the God that the children of Israel is worshiping till today. There has been nobody like Moses for them, and many other reasons. Unto me, whom am less than the least of all saints, is what? Is what? Is what? Is what? Unto me, whom am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles. The what? Respond now, choir. The what? And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. He has now started talking in a realm that you need the Holy Ghost to help you to understand. Chijoke. What is the fellowship of the mystery? I'm saying it. He looks at what is the fellowship of the mystery, which was from this mystery. He wants you to fellowship with a mystery that is from the beginning of this world. The reason why it was mystery was because it was hid. It was hid where? In God, who created all things by what? Jesus Christ. Let's read verse 10 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read verse 10 one more time. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it third time. 1, 2, ready, go. Remember where we started. Perfect. We started by considering the fellowship of the mystery. The fellowship of the mystery that was hidden God. And the scripture rightly said, are you with me now? Show me verse 9 so that I can show you people what you already know. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which was from where? Whatever we want to discuss now. Hello? Hello? Perfect. Whatever we want to discuss now did not see man and appear. It was a consideration that was in the belly of God from the beginning of the world. It was in the belly of God. It was hidden God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Who created it was because of that thing hidden him that made him undertake his project the way he did it. He said he created all things by Jesus Christ. Huh? There is a mystery that is hidden God that made him to create all things by Jesus Christ. Satan is not aware. Satan is not even aware of the game that is going on. It's a battle. But meanwhile, he is contending to know. He is contending to know. The scripture testifying in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You know 1 Corinthians chapter 2, my sister. Hey. Do you know what the Bible said there? He said, if the princes of this world have known, they would not have crucified what? The Lord of glory. So the Bible said, if in their wisdom they did, if the world in their wisdom did not know God, then their wisdom is nothing. Are you getting what I'm saying? So what's the game here? Say after me, wisdom. It's a game of wisdom ultimately. There is like a chess table, a strategy table. Satan is playing his cards, playing his card. Are you getting it? So when they came to some point, they finally confirmed that probably Jesus, then on their strategy table, they came up with threefold cord. Huh? Kill him. Take him to Hades. Don't allow him to resurrect. Don't allow him to come up. How many things? Kill him. Take him to hell. Don't allow him to wake up. Three things. Unfortunately, God is ahead. Have you noticed it's a game of wisdom here? Many things that happen. It's a battle for wisdom. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Listen, Doris. Which God, which from the beginning of the world, was hid where? In God. It is always there. You know this scripture. Now, if you go to chapter 1, he said that God decided in the dispensation of the fullness of time to gather all things up where? In Christ. That means this revelation has started manifesting itself in the dispensation of the fullness of times. Meanwhile, it has always been hid where? In God. That means it has always been there. Reached the time of God, was manifested. In our time, is still there. That means even in the age to come, the scripture testified that that wisdom is still active. Say after me, wisdom. Satan is battling to outwit you. And that is why Christ has to enter you as the wisdom of God. It's a battle. It's a strategy. Take the whole world and bow to me. What is that? If you don't, are you getting where I'm going? If wisdom from a higher realm did not speak to you, show me the verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church what the manifold wisdom. So God decided, okay, so Satan, watch. What I'm going to do is that I will, through the church, mesmerize you with my wisdom. So the thing that God did in church, even the basic part, Satan has not been able to understand it. Satan cannot say that it will take you 5 years to be the man that God ordained. He can't say that it will take you 3 years to become strong and powerful. Before the end of this year, you can start opening deaf ears and blind eyes. This sister is telling me of the damage he's causing in Unizik. He has not entered. They have not fully written her name. Have you done matric yet? Huh? This coming Friday. And you have already started praying for blind eyes and deaf ears. Filling people with Holy Ghost. Causing people are gathering. Lecture her. How many years have you stayed here? There are people that are still longer. You know why? Satan cannot say he must take 1 year. He must take 2 years. It's still the wisdom of God. He can turn that wisdom into anything. They can be thinking he's a man. Oh, he's a man. Oh, he's a man. Oh, will now send a woman to where? What will you now do? Yes, now he will set trap with Umazi Anyan Hanacharet. All this young, and then for God to now send a woman, he will be tired, and he will now say, okay, since he's a woman, he's a woman. You know, women are normally weak and all that, not knowing that the woman that was sent is her grandma. Is so, are you getting it? That even men cannot attempt what the person is doing. That's what I even want with some of my ladies. Just that if I want to train some of you, in may call her. What will I do with Domitila now? What will I do with Miracle Okafor now? Huh? Show your face. Stand up, stand up. What will I do with you now? I was hoping that by now the whole Akwa Ibom has fallen down at the feet of Jesus. You will tell me that the governor of Akwa Ibom is coming to your meeting. Is it impossible? It's what you can think, that if you can't conceive it, the Holy Ghost power cannot move in that direction. Yes, now. As long as Jesus tarries, a president of Nigeria will be coming to our service. Go and write it. No matter how long it takes, it will happen. If you can't conceive it, it can't happen. So if you know you are going that direction, how will you be praying? 10 minutes. Okay. Oh. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold. So God is displaying, he is using you. So Satan can even think that I will be the one that he will use to turn this upside down. He will use your husband. Where is your husband? Hey. He will use your husband now. Because the husband has a group of people he's praying with, filling all of them with the Holy Ghost and all that. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's how. So, I don't want to push this one. The fourth one, which is where I'm going, is the battle of seeds. Turn your scriptures. Turn your Bible.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
When you say amen, you are saying let it be so.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen,
amen, amen,
amen,
amen, hallelujah, amen,
hallelujah, amen,
hallelujah, amen,
hallelujah, amen,
hallelujah, amen,
amen, amen,
amen, amen,
for shall it be.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
So shall it be.
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen,
amen, amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Jesus. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did what? Next verse. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves what? Apron. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice. I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. Since when did you start being afraid of the voice of God? And I hid myself. Next verse. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? The man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and what? this, a prophetic declaration from heaven. And he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise what is here. This is where the battle started. It was the battle of seed. Raging from this moment, the battle raged. In fact, Satan did not waste time. A while after this, Adam and Eve gave birth to two children, and their name was Cain and Abel. As soon as Abel began to behave well, Satan looked at him and said, "Is this the seed?" What was the next thing he did? He killed him. That's how the battle started. Before you know it, Satan released his legion into the world. And according to chapter 6 of this Genesis, a point came, man was so corrupted in evil that God said that my spirit shall no more strive with man. Because there is an utterance that left the mouth of God. He said, the seed of the woman will be the end of Satan. So Satan set himself from that day to fight the battle of seeds. It became not just the longest lasting battle, it became the fiercest. Are you getting what I'm saying? It became the fiercest, it became the fundamental. When a sister is being enjoined by God to keep herself, it is for the possibility of you being a vehicle for precious seeds from heaven. When Satan is mounting pressure on you, it's not you. God can easily forgive you. It's not you. It is the project. Satan is fighting God through you, but you are not aware. Your looseness is an attempt to open the gate of heaven for darkness to invade. There are prophecies you are carrying. When a young lady starts serving Jesus, starts doing some things from when you are young, and then you are already 24. Are you getting the point? And they are mounting pressure on you to marry. Any young lady that started from 14 years to start pursuing God consistently till she's 24 has become a candidate automatically to become a vessel that can bear precious seeds from heaven. You are the one that Satan is mounting pressure. You know why? It is simple. Because he's trying to rob God of the possibility of having seeds that will prosper his agenda. Your weakness that day is not the weakness of one man. It is the weakness of the kingdom. That's why you need to stand. Even if you think there is something you need to lose, count it that you are doing it for God. Satan is not fighting you. Satan knew that the only way to get to God was to get to man. Hello, are you getting the point? So what he did was to move from one generation to another, from one person to another, making sure that there is no possibility of God getting seed. It's either he kills you or he corrupts you. So he kept moving. He kept moving. From that time. When he knew it's the battle of seed and settled it, he said, okay. Oh, so God's plan is to incarnate a man after his likeness. That is like him as a man. Satan also had the plan for Antichrist. Simple. A man that is set and clothed in human flesh. Huh? And just like God has been testing this modality in several generations before the Christ came, there were people that looked like him. In fact, they looked at John and asked him, "Are you the Christ?" Because John qualified on many bases. He said, "I am not. I am the voice." Are you getting the one? And there are many men that have risen like that. There are several people. Oh God. Satan is trying to model to. That's why when you hear Satan pushing LGBTQ and other, that's not his job. His job is to corrupt man so much that it will be impossible for God to find more seeds. And it will be possible for him to find more seeds. The game is not your appetite and your lust. The game is to stop God's agenda. The purer you are, the purer your seed will be. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It's a battle. It's an age-old battle. Anytime a seed is being cooked to appear upon the face of the earth, the appearance of a seed is a declaration of war. Are you seeing it? Every seed is potentially an advantage in the battle for either the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of God. Are you getting it now? That is why we as believers cannot close our eyes to the matter of seed. And I'm not just saying spiritual seed. I'm talking about even biological seeds. It will be a deliberate effort that you need to make to bear God, even if it is three righteous seeds. From when they are in your womb, you keep cooking them. Before you are married, you keep cooking them. Young lady, if that's the only service you give to God, is more powerful than somebody that preached in 20 nations. Do you know who your seed is? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know whether you are carrying another John the Baptist? Do you know? Mary was just throwing like that. An angel appeared and said, "Hey, thou art highly favored." All she did was just to be of good behavior. She didn't know that good behavior is enough qualification to make her the vessel of God's purposes. And the thing that heaven planted in her was a seed. The seed made her highly favored. The favor upon her life was not because of her herself. It's because of the seed that she can carry. It's a battle. God suddenly found a young lady that can carry what he wants. It's a pure battle. Satan is all out. Young ladies, 14 years, 17 years, 18 years. By the time they are 22, they have done all manner of things unimaginable. Young men, seeds are wasting. Seeds are wasting. Seeds are wasting. Seeds are wasting. Young men fornicating up and down. Before they settle down and marry, they are already wasted it in all brothels, prostitutes, all kinds of people have zapped your youthful energy. You come and give us a weakling and call it a child. Some of the children they are raising is problem child everywhere. Conserve your energy physically. Prepare yourself. It's a battle. Get ready. It's a war. Your seed is not anybody. The seed of the righteous shall be mighty upon the earth. I can't give birth biologically to somebody that is not, it's not possible. By covenant, not just in the scripture, but because we have walked with God righteously. He gave us a word. You can't walk like this. That's God is the people to use are getting smaller and smaller. The requirement is getting bigger and bigger. That's the problem. As the age is dwindling down, the requirement is increasing. Meanwhile, the people to use is becoming smaller and smaller. There is spiritual inflation. You have heard of it. That means that what we could have bought with this before, we need more to buy the same thing. Seeds. So you need to, one of your prayers, stop praying for nations. Calm down first. As a young lady, that's one of your major prayers. Prepare me as a vessel to carry seeds, even here physically. Now come and give us no, give birth to. Who are the people causing problem? Are they not born of women? Everybody causing problem at any time in history was born of a woman. What if that woman become Mary? Put your hand in your womb and say, even if you have given birth before, your womb can still connect you to your children, my friend. Your womb. If you're a man, put your hand there, my friend. You are looking at me. There is a battle of who we win. We will rest for God, a godly generation. In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Udechukwu, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Udechukwu. God bless you.